Hey, Hormin, I saw this Hormin. That's Chorus, one of the Shaydim, a demon. That the Baal Elisis, he's the son of Lilis, that he Koroyit, Akuf Yedishura, when he used to run on the side of a wall, Rashi says, Ashini Achaim, on the teeth of the wall, the Uvda Loidia, this comes teach us, Tzitkos HaShlakosh Baruch Hu, Shemracham Abri Yosef, V'yeninoysin Rishus Leilu Le'azikon, V'gam Shalotz Derech Yochid, that these Shadim, you see how swift they are, that Hashem does chesed, doesn't let them go around to harm us too much. That what is this, what happened here? That this shade, that he used to run along the teeth of a wall, the mechuza of mechuza, for royet parsha, and underneath it there was like a wagon. Parsha means the fast riders on the horses. Ki rochev chiyusa matisoi, when they used to go underneath, like on the side of the wall, v'lo yochalei, they cannot go faster than the demon. The demon went faster than these fast horses would go. That's how fast they would go. Zim nechada one time, heavy misargin lay, tarte kudanaisa, one time they had two mules saddled, the kaiminon, and they were, these two mules were on, the kaiminon, atrei, gishrei derugna, on the two sides of the river, atrei gishrei derugna, Rashi says, shame, oise nor, on two sides of this river, the shoyer may high lehai, and this demon would jump from one to the other. The man would jump over the river from one side to the other side. Or mahai lahai, and one to the other, backwards. V'noka trei mizga d'charma v'yodei. And the shade was able to hold two cups of wine in his hand when he was jumping from one side of the river to the other side to ride on one mule to the other mule. Kitsi was jumping from one mule to the other mule on the other side of the river. And while he was jumping, he had in his hand two barrels of wine. Oh, Marek Mailai, and he would pour out one to the other. He would be pouring the wine from one barrel to the other barrel. Oh, Mailai and back. And nothing dropped at all. That's how strong and how swift and how good these Shadim were. So Rashbam says, they need to teach us that if Hashem didn't take care of them, they would do a lot of harm to us. But that day, Yalu Shemayim Yerod Tehoimais Hevei, and that day they're going up to Shemayim, going all the way down. So the Malchus heard about them, and the Malchus killed them out. Shram says, Beimachu means the Shadi, until the kings of the Shadim heard about it. Shendakin Shoshed Laharis of Nayodim. That's not nice for the Shadim to show off to the Nayodim. So the king of the Shadim, like the kingdom of the Shadim, their king killed them. Varagu, if they show you Megalus Shadim, they were showing people, they were showing off to people, showing what a shade, what a demon can really do. So that's what happened. The kids come to show us like how strong and how good these Shadim are. So the reason why they don't harm us is like chesed of Hashem, that they can't do any harm to us. Omar Rabbi said like this, Lididi timi chazali uzila beyama. I once saw an uzila beyama, she says, reim. Reim is a cantal, an antelope. A reim. Ben Yema, one day old, and when he was born that day, Bar Yema, one day old animal here, Teve Kahar Tover, you know how big it was? It was big as the mountain Tover. The Har Tover, come heavy, how big was the mountain Har Tover? Our Bor Pasi, was four Pasi. That's how big this animal was. O Mashchosa de Tzavra, how long, how wide was his neck? Telosa Pasi, it was three Pasa. O Be Marvosa de Resha Pasa. The place where he put his head down on the karka was also a parsa palga. Roma kufta, he threw a kufta, Rashi says, hit the Rashi, hitul reya. He once let out his excrement, he let out, and the socha lele yardino, it clogged up the yardin. That's what he saw. He saw this one day old animal that was so big. The Yoma Rabba Barbachona, Lididi, Barbachona said, Lididi to me, chazali yahu. Akrokusa, he saw Akrokusa, Rashi says, Tzvadei, he saw a frog. Teve ki akro de hagrunya. That it was from Akro, Rashi says, Godol hoye ki yoysa krach. It was as big as the old city, Agrunya. And the akro de agrunya kama, how big was the city, Agrunya? Heve shisin bote, it was 60 houses. That's how big this one frog was. Also, teninon, a big fish came. Also, teninon, when the big whales came. Bola, it swallowed up this frog. Also push cancer. Shram says Oriv Nikeva, a female raven, Ubolotanina, it swallowed up this big whale. Visolik Yosef Ilonet, and went up and stood on a tree. Says so Tochazi Kamanofeshelodilona. Go see how strong this tree is. If this tree could hold up this raven that swallowed the big whale, that swallowed this big frog that was the size of 60 houses. Yeah. Shbam says, Lona means Al Onif Echod. It was only on one branch, that's all it was. So go see how strong this one branch is. By Amara Papa. Nothing then? Shmuel says, Amara Papa. Papa says, Amara Papa. By Shmuel, Eloi Havoy Hosim, if I wouldn't have been there to see what happened, to see this big raven, Namish, blown up, standing on one branch, Lehemna, I wouldn't have believed it. Such a sight like that. The Nimor says, the Yoma Rabba Bar Bachona. Rabba Bachona also said that Zim Nechoda one time have you caused Lina Besvinta. I was once traveling on a ship. The Chazina and I saw who Kavro, there was a fish, the Yasvo Le Achlo. Some insects, something went inside the fish. Tino, Biuslo. Like the Rashbam says, Kavro, that means, Ochlatina means sherets cotton. A small sherets went into this big fish. Beusya bin Chirat went in through his nose. Shodag nichnas a sherets. So again, the case was again that a hukavri saw a fish. The yasvalei ochlatina, that a small sherets went inside of Beusya in its nostrils. And the Bach puts in here umis, and the fish died. The yadchuhu maya, and the water spit out the fish. And they threw it onto the shores. Now this one fish, when it was thrown out on the shores, it killed out like 60 mechuzas, 60 cities. And the and another 60 cities ate from this fish. And another 60 cities went to salt this fish. And they took out from one eyeball to los meya garvi mashka, 300 barrels of oil. That's how big this fish was. And the chihadron, when he returned to this place, levosa treisa yachishos, after a year, after 12 months, chazinan he saw, Rabbi Avachana saw, tevikom menasri migarmo, they were taken out like the serum, they're making like rifts from the bones of this fish, mitatluso, the yasfilimivnino hanach mechuza, and they were going out to build up those cities that were wiped out from that fish. Now again, also pshatim these mices over here. Really, the Rashbam before said at the beginning of all these mices, the Rashbam spoke out and said that why did the Gemara bring all these down for? So Rashbam says that the Mor brings on all these maisim mishum marabu masecho Hashem, to teach us the greatness of Hashem, or mehen from some of them lordia man's chorish tzadikim, to tell us the rewards tzadikim get, vasalovoi or lefarish mikroy samurim b'sefer Iyov, to explain some sukkim that are in sefer Iyov, hamadavrim b'yefes gudel, we talk about big fish, or behemus or bedogim gudel, and big animals and big birds. Shekol Sicha, Tamil Chom, and Tzrichim Talmud, anytime even Tamil Chom speak, we have to learn from them. So, kids, from all these mices, we learn now different things. Now, Vayta the Gemara says that the Yoma Rabba Barbachon, Rabba Chon again said, Zimnin Chamet, Zimna Chad, it happened one time, had it caused Lina Bisafinta, as one sitting on a ship, for Chazina and Hu Kavro. I saw a fish, the Yosef Leichalso Agabi, that there was some sand on the back of the fish, the Kodach Agme Elabayu, and there were some things growing there, like some growths were growing on the back of the fish. So Savrinim, we thought, Yabeshti, it's a dry land, we thought there's dry land here. Therefore, the Sakinim, we went on top of it, the Afino Nubashlinin Agabi, and we went to bake and to cook things. So we made fire there. The Kadcham Gabe, now when the fish felt the heat on its back, it's hapich, the fish turned over.
And Vashtetzach, we got thrown into the water. And V'lav, if it wouldn't have been Tevi Mekarva Safinta, that there was a ship nearby, Hevi Tavinen, we would have drowned. So it's like Hashem's godless, Hashem did. Hashem prepared, there was a ship right near there to save them. V'yoma Rabba Bar Bachona. Zimna Choda, one time it happened, Hevi Yazdina B'Svinta, we were going in a ship. V'Sagiya Safinta, Ben Shisa L'Shisa. And the ship was traveling between one fin of the fish and the next fin, the carve of a fish. It took the ship 3 days and three nights to travel from one fin of the fish to the next fin. That's how big this fish was. Now, Ihu Biskifa, you should know it, the fish, was like swimming upwards. It was going against the wind. And Vianan Bishipula, and we were like floating downwards. The ship was floating downwards with the wind. So the kids, it was a very wide fish. Like, it still took them 3 days and three nights to get from one fin to the next fin. So maybe the Chitema, maybe you'll tell me the Chitema Le Maski Sefinta Tuva, maybe the pshat was the ship wasn't traveling so fast, was going very slow. That's why it took 3 days and three nights. So no, Tiyosi Ravdimu, Ravdimu came, Omri said, Kemecham Kumkuma Demaya, as long as it takes you to heat up a kettle of hot water, Maski Shishim Parsi, this ship was able to travel 60 parsor. Very fast was going. Now, Vishode Parsha Giro, when a bow and arrow was shot, is Vikod Malay, and the ship was able to beat it. Because the ship was going very fast, and still it took 3 days and three nights for it to travel from one fin of the fish to the next one. That's how big this fish was. The Yomar Rav Asher Vashi said, Ahu Gildenor the Yom Heavy, this was like a monster of the sea. The Islay Treshisi, the Taka had two fins, that's all. Because this wasn't even the biggest one in the ocean, there's only one of them. The Yomarabo Bar Barchona, Zimna Choda one time, Heavy Yazlina Besvinta, I was going in a ship. The Chazina Hu Tzifro Tikoyim. Like we saw a certain bird, a Tzifro bird, Tikoyim Ad Kartsule Bemaya, that its ankles was in the water, up until its ankles were in the water. For Rasha, now the head of this bird, Berakia, reached mamash the sky. That's how tall the bird was. The Arminan, and we said, listen, Lekamaya, like the water's not so deep. If we see its ankles, so the water can't be that deep. Obinan lochas liakfuya nashim, we wanted to go down to cool ourselves off in that water. The Norfolk Basco, but the Basco came out for Yomalon and told us, don't go in this water. Of course, you want to know how deep down this water is. Like a hammer of a carpenter fell in this water. It's 7 years ago. And it didn't reach the ground yet. That's how deep down the water is. And v'lav mishum d'nefisha maya. Not because there's so much water there. Ela mishum d'rod f'maya. Because the water is very strong. Strong current. Doesn't let like the hammer go down. So they have to, like, be careful. Don't go swimming here. Omer of Asher Vashi said, Ahu, this bird, Ziz Shaddai. That's the name of it too. There's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Viziz Shaddai Imodi. It's like Hashem is saying, like the head of this bird is with me, is in the Shemayim. For Yom Rabba Bar Bachono, Zim Nechoda one time, Hevi Koazlina B'Midboro, we were going in the wilderness in the Midbar. And the Chazina Ranu Avzi, we saw these geese there, Tishamti Gitfayu, Mishimnayu,